Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. What is happening? We are back. Episode 132 of Feeling Good with Duddy. That is right. We did it. We are here. And we have another show for you guys today. If you have been listening, guys, and you have been enjoying it, head on over to Facebook and join up with our Facebook group. We have a Feeling Good with Duddy group over on Facebook. It's a lot of fun. It's growing rapidly. There's like 3,300 people over there now, all having a good time, talking about the show, hanging out. Jump on over to Facebook and sign up for that. We also have a YouTube page, Feeling Good with Duddy on YouTube. You can watch all of these episodes, the videos that we, you know, post about, the people sending in videos, the listeners, they're all up on there too. It's a lot of fun. Head on over to YouTube. You can subscribe there and leave us a like and a comment anywhere you are listening. It does help and we would appreciate it. Thank you guys. As far as DH news goes, not a lot. Me and Jared have been in the studio, which is exciting. And we are starting to build our new album. We don't have a name or a release date yet, but we do have a handful of songs that I'm excited about. And we've got some writing sessions with some people coming up too that I'm very excited about. So you guys can look forward to that. You are definitely going to have some new music coming to you in the new year, early in the new year, hopefully as well. Shows, Dirty Head shows coming up. We got Atlantic City, November 8th. You can get some tickets to Hampton Beach as well. We'll be in Hampton Beach November 10th. And then to end the year, our last show of the year, we will be at the Forum in LA on November 22nd for our Friendsgiving show with Sublime with Rome, The Interrupters, and Beach Weather. It is going to be such a special night. You can get your tickets now. They are going fast. So go ahead and get your tickets as soon as you can so you don't miss out. That's going to be a really, really fun night. I still can't believe sometimes when I think about that we're playing the Forum, it kind of blows my mind. That is going to be one to remember. So I hope to see all of you guys there. But what I really want to talk about on this episode is something very, very, very important and impressive. Our very own T-Bird and Sarah, who you guys know, if you're on the Feeling Good with Duddy Facebook group, they've been members forever. They've been longtime listeners. We love them. And they sent us a song called Shit a Little Bit. They made a video and they sent it to me and we posted it onto our Instagram page because we thought it was so funny. And the video now has 1.2 million views. Let's get some real analytics here. Let me view this. Let's get exactly where we're at here because this video is taking the internet by storm. It has 1,245,000 views on our Instagram page. What blew my mind the most, though, was... where is it? Where is the shares? 81,000 shares. That's kind of crazy. That means 81,000 people watched their video and thought, I need to send this to somebody else. And they did. And it's working. So congratulations, T-Bird, Sarah. You guys are the best. We love you. That's our most successful video to date. We've never posted anything on our Feeling Good with Duddy page that's got even close. I think our closest to that was like 300 and something thousand. So you guys blew us away. You are officially more famous than we are. And we are so glad that you guys sent that video. Let's keep it going. If you're listening, go to our Instagram page. Find that reel. It's the top reel on our page. Share it, send it to someone. Let's keep it, let's see if we can get it to 2 mil. I think we can. I think we can get it to 2 mil. Congratulations, you guys, we love you. And if you guys have been listening to the show, you guys know my brother. He's hilarious, he's wild. Sometimes he likes to send me messages on my answering machine, which I will play for you guys. It's usually something he sees that kind of upsets him. And then he likes to call and, you know, rant a little bit. So We got another message from my brother. Here it is. My brother, Jake Bushnell, ranting about something. Let's give it a listen.
Whew. Hey, Duddy. What's up? It's Jake. Just finishing up my run. Thank you for not answering your phone, by the way, so I could leave this message. I really needed to talk, and I didn't want you to interrupt me with words, so this is better. I'm finishing up my run. I'm currently walking up the hill to my house right now, and I'm furious because I saw something in somebody's window that ruined my post-run stoke. I mean, nobody wants to start running, but everybody wants to stop, right? Well, I finished the run. I was at that part where I feel so happy that I did it. And that was immediately robbed because I looked over and in somebody's huge window facing out to the big boulevard I was running up so that everyone can see was a fully lit Christmas tree. You got it, dude. You got it. Yeah. Everybody sit down. I know. I love a Christmas tree. Who doesn't? We all love Christmas, but it's not even Halloween. We're not even halfway to Halloween in the month that Halloween exists, which is a couple few months before we should even be discussing. I kind of don't understand the holidays anymore, even with birthdays. We all have the girlfriend, and it is always a girl who celebrates her birthday month. It's one of the most made fun of things on earth. It's my birthday month, and there must be a lunch and a dinner and a thing every 2 minutes of the birthday month. Why is it with holidays that we extend it to? It's now the, it's not, you're not allowed to celebrate your birthday quarter, right? Yes, you're celebrating your birthday already. Why? Your birthday's in mid-November. Well, it has become September, which, you know, we're leaning into fall now. It is my birthday quarter. Let the parties begin. We'll stop them at Christmas. You know, that's not acceptable. So I would like to apply that same type of respect to a holiday like Halloween. I mean, really, ladies, if you're listening, when you celebrate your birthday month, you just might be stepping on multiple birthdays that are in that month in your friend group that come before your birthday. Very selfish. Very, very self-centered. And I would like to respect Halloween by Christmas. Get your fucking ass out of the way. Let us have Halloween, everybody's favorite. And then you can stomp all over Thanksgiving if you want by getting the tree up early. And that's an understandable thing. We all want the family to come over on Thanksgiving, feel the holiday vibes. We accept it. We allow it. It's not a worldwide holiday anyway. Is everyone with me on this? Anyway, Duddy, not a big deal at all. In fact, forget I said anything.
All right. So I actually completely agree with him on this one. I'm not for birthday month. I'm definitely not for Christmas before Halloween. I'm with him. He's right on this one. And you know what? In November, if you want to start throwing up your Christmas stuff, go for it. We get it. But it can't be in October. You can't start decorating for Christmas in October. Next thing you know, it's September. And then before you know it, we've got Christmas trees in the summer. And we just can't have that. We've got to stop it now. No Christmas until November. It's settled. And speaking of my brother, Jake, if you are ever in Orange County, head on down to Huntington Beach, California. He's got his own barbershop. He's there 5 days a week cutting hair. It's called Nice Day Barbershop, right on the corner of Springdale and Warner in Huntington Beach, California. Head on down. Get your haircut from my brother, and I'm sure he'll have something to rant about while you're in the chair. It's a good time. Speaking of good times, let's have a good time right now with all the members of our Facebook group. They have asked me some questions I will answer right now on this Q&A segment. If you want a chance to answer or ask me some questions that I will answer on the show, head on over to Facebook, sign up for the Feeling Good with Duddy group, and you will be able to ask me some questions right there. Let's get into it.
It's question time again. Answering shit, Q&A-ing with my friends. But I ain't answering that dumb shit. Ask me about pizza and I'm emptying my gun clip. It's Q&A time. Ask me about life and I'll tell you about mine.
All right. And the first question of the day comes from Cody Hensley. And this is actually a hilarious question. He says, is Joe Walsh your dad? So if you don't know who Joe Walsh is, go look up who Joe Walsh is. We actually just did his song, Life's Been Good. He's amazing. He does look like he could possibly be me in 30 years. But if you haven't seen a video of Joe Walsh recently, I'm going to play you one right now. And I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to play this video for you guys, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on the Facebook group after you listen to the show. Go ahead, play the video for him, Luke.
Hi, gang. Joe Walsh here for Ernie Ball Strings. Titties. Titties. same thing. I put these on there, and I'm famous and rich, and it's all because I put these on here. Ernie Ball strings. Can't be a rock star without them.
All right. We'll just go ahead and move on to the next question. Jennifer Elmore says, who you got, Duddy? She wants to know, in a dance battle, who would I choose? Patrick Swayze, John Travolta, Kevin Bacon, or Van Damme? All of them have some moves. All of them's got some moves. I mean, Patrick Swayze's probably the best, but honestly, you've got to give it to Van Damme, because in Kickboxer is the movie that this picture's from. He's not only getting down, he's hammered. He's getting down dancing, and he kicks a bunch of guys' asses all at once whilst hammered, and then he stumbles out the bar on his way without a scratch on him. You got to give it to Van Damme. Van Damme wins every time.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on furniture and bedding, cookware and holiday decor, and tons more. Now's the time to score big on finds to feast, get festive, and get comfortable all season long. Plus, enjoy fast and easy shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Brian Ball, actually, this is a question Brian Ball asked, and I've had a lot of people ask me this. They say they're going to visit Orange County, or they're visiting Huntington Beach, where some places I should visit or whatever. And you said that Brian says he's going there on his honeymoon. So, hey, take her to Captain Jack's in Sunset. It's like right next to Huntington Beach. And Captain Jack's, it's a cool little spot down like right by the beach in this little harbor area. And they have like the best crab ever. The vibe is just amazing. Take her to Captain Jack's. That's kind of me and Rachel's, like when we have like a nice date night or something, we go to Captain Jack's. So go check that place out. Highly recommend it. Food is amazing, vibe is good, and the cocktails are very, very strong. Sierra Black says, what do you think life will look like when you, what just happened here? When you retire? Ooh. I mean, probably very similar to what it looks like now. I don't see us really retiring. Like, yes, there'll probably become a time where we're not like putting out albums every year. And there'll become a time where we're not doing like, you know, 3 month tours and things like that. But I think I don't see us not doing shows. Like we'll always be doing shows as long as we can. I mean, look at Willie, he's still playing. I don't know. And then when, you know, we're not playing shows, I have a lot of off time, a lot of golf, a lot of family time, a lot of cooking, a lot of relaxing. It's probably gonna look very similar. Ryan Malashak says, Goldfish or Cheez-Its? I mean, Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its all day. Goldfish are good. I will eat them and I enjoy them, but Cheez-Its are better. And if you even bring the cheese nips around, you gotta go. That is disgusting. How dare you? How dare you? And Jared actually turned me on to something while we were on tour, and it's the spicy Cheez-Its, and you dip them in cream cheese. Kind of fire, kind of delicious. Kimmy Gavin Lee says, do you drink energy drinks? I don't. I do. I love coffee. I drink mushroom coffee. I take that back. Sometimes on the road, if I'm tired, you know, an hour or two before the show, I'll drink like half a Celsius. Those things get you fucking going. Yeah. Shannon Sproug says, how did the song with the Blues Travelers come about? Actually, a lot of people have asked this question, and really they just hit us up. They were making an album. They were gonna be at a studio out in LA, and they were doing collabs on the album, and they hit us up to see if we would come in and write a song with them, and we did, and it was awesome. And when we got the call, when our managers hit us up and they were like, hey, we just got you know, contacted by Blues Travelers Management. They're recording an album. They want you guys to come write with them. We were like, absolutely. How cool. And John was insane in the vocal booth, man. When he got in there and started singing, you were just like, oh yeah, this guy's the real fucking deal, man. Let's see here. I'll do a couple more because I got to get up out of here and grab my kids. Marcy Kyle Brick says, any chance of having all the songs we can only stream be distributed in CD format? Oh, probably not. I don't see us going back and remaking CDs just because there's really zero market for that these days. But you know what you can do? You can burn them all. If you want a CD, like, you can just burn them still, right? That's a thing. Go get a blank CD and just burn anything you want. Sorry, Marcy. Last one I'm going to do for the day. This one's from Tim Wardell, and he asks, do you plan on releasing any more lo-fi versions of songs? Love the vibe on those tracks. Absolutely. I love them too. It was kind of something we just did for fun, me and Jared, because we enjoy listening to lo-fi a lot. And I love how they came out. We're absolutely going to do more. Like, we always talk about, like, we should just do a version for every song we've ever done. Why not? I don't know if that'll happen, but yes, more will happen in the future. And also in the future, Saladad Vibes album is going to be coming out on Spotify, on Apple Music. It's going to be taking over the world. So we're going to end this show with a little Salloween. Take us out, Saladad. Happy Halloween, everyone. Be safe. Love y'all. Peace.
Save and have a